Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my mum, and apparently I've taken her seat for the intro. So noted for next time, Mum. Sorry about that. Sorry,
I've become institutionalised since lockdown.
How are you today, Mum?
I'm fine, darling. I've been up very early baking.
Was that a wholesome experience for you?
No. I boiled my oranges last night and then I pureed them this morning with everything else to make an orange and almond cake.
Delicious.
Gluten-free.
Quite fitting for the week that we are in, which is Passover.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
It's fine.
Have you eaten any bread?
No, of course not. I know you have because you're a dreadful Jew.
Well, I'm putting it down to being pregnant and just needing that piece of bread.
Because I'm watching my weight at the minute, I'm only having one piece of matzah a day. I'm pretty hungry.
Well, what have you got on the menu for today?
Doing a fresh tuna niçoise with lovely fish from Upper Scale.
Ooh, lovely.
The wonderful Upper Scale, who chatted to me on the phone, said, get it delivered the day before, darling, and you won't be worried.
By the way, Upper Scale don't give mum free fish, by the way.
No, they don't. Yeah. But I just think their fish is wonderful and I think it's good value. And last night I had a whole place to myself.
Oh, yeah. And a house.
Whole place in my whole house, sitting on my whole sofa.
Are we searing the tuna?
Yeah. What do you mean by searing?
Well, is it going to be raw?
I don't like it overcooked.
No, me neither.
But I do like it cooked. I don't want it raw.
No, and I guess I shouldn't.
But it is sashimi grade.
Isn't it sashimi?
Oh, is it sashimi? Sashimi.
No, it's sashimi.
It is sashimi grade. No,
but say how you say it because it makes me laugh.
Sashimi grade.
Oh, Sean Connor is here. So today we have a guest who I met at a fashion party when that happened over a year ago, just before lockdown.
You've clearly stopped going, darling.
What's that meant?
To fashion parties.
Oh, should we tell the listeners what you said to me this morning? Well, this just as I walked through the door.
You've got toothpaste on your dress.
I've got toothpaste on my dress, which is a real shame because I've still got the label in because I couldn't be bothered to take it out. And I've got... Stop looking at my shoes.
You've got your...
I've got Birkenstocks stocks on and I've got very pale legs, which are also hairy because I haven't been to a beautician. And to be fair, I don't care if my legs are hairy. And the dress is rather billowing. And you just said, Christ alive. God, you look big.
Pregnant, darling.
And then I had to undress to show you that my bump is quite
neat.
So you just belly shamed me, Mum. Anyway, so on to the guest that we've got. I met this guest, Naomi Scott, at a Vogue party, Vogue Tiffany party. It was a very fancy affair. On a Sunday night, it was kind of around the BAFTAs, I think. So everyone was in town. But I remember meeting this girl who came up to me quite geekily, I have to say. Now, anyone who knows Naomi Scott knows that she is this kind of siren beauty, played Princess Jasmine in the recent adaptation that Guy Ritchie did, and has a voice of an angel, like honestly can sing, do riffs, do everything. And is now turning her hand to podcasting as well.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, gorge, right? So she comes up to me and is like, hi. And I thought, I was like, who is this really gorgeous girl in a fabulous dress, obviously been dressed, and being really like little keen bean, my kind of girl. And I thought she was basically going to, she was basically said how, what a big fan she was of the podcast. So we've
really
been trying to get this going for a year, but lockdown has...
And now we can do it outside.
Now we can do it outside. We're having her over for a tuna niçoise and an almond and orange cake. And she is very excited, Mum. And we can't wait to chat to her about her new podcast. So she's done this podcast, which she's produced.
Jessie, does she sing A Whole New World? Is it the Disney songs?
Yes, Mum.
Oh, even though it's proper people, it's the Disney songs.
Yeah, they did like a real person.
Okay.
Anyway, Naomi Scott is coming up on Table Manners. Maybe you'll get A Whole New World. Maybe you'll get talk about her new podcast, Soft Voice, which I've listened to, and it's really good, really compelling. It's about a girl called Lydia who seemingly has quite a perfect life. She's in a really successful estate agent. And she has this soft voice that's in her head that kind of governs her moves and what she, her decisions and choices in life. And then one day, soft voice leaves her and dark voice appears. And dark voice is a whole different personality who governs her in a very different way.
Your soft voice is your conscience, isn't it?
Yes.
It might be like your id and your ego and your super ego.
Well,
so.
To be discussed with Naomi Scott on Table Manners. Right, Naomi Scott has walked through the door like a whirlwind and we've
not
already got
on her carpet.
Not on her carpet.
No. Damn it.
Didn't
my
bring
Addison
tiger.
Lee carpet.
But she's here and she's bought two bottles of wine, which makes Mum very happy. We got a few dietary requirements. Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, it comes to the territory of an international superstar. Like, we've had this before. Don't worry.
First of all, no. Let's
but then you've just
that.
Come in and been like, oh, no, I just can't have dairy.
Here's the thing. Disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional. However, I have this condition. It's called TSW.
What's that? Which it sounds like
I know
an R&B group.
By the way, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. TLC.
Get the sing scrubs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's topical steroid withdrawal. I love how we're going into like my medical.
We know all
the
about
first thing yeah. straight away. Right. No, it's great. I love it. And it's basically, I grew up with eczema, and they, you know, doctors
you
and
use steroids,
steroid cream. Which I have very strong feelings about, again. Mm. And, you know, over the years, my body kind of became somewhat, what's the word? You get addicted to these steroid creams, and then your body stops.
You can't manage without them.
Exactly. And then they give you stronger steroids, et cetera, et cetera. And then your body just goes, nah, it doesn't work anymore, right? To which point, I was maybe like 23, I had this, I just basically blew up all over my body, and this was after I filmed Aladdin. And me and my husband were like, okay, we need to go natural, like fully natural, heal naturally. So we chucked all my steroid creams away and my immunosuppressant cream, which is another thing. And what then ensues is a, you know, 2 to 5 year drug withdrawal that no one tells you about, that you go through, which is gnarly, like very, like, but as you can see, you know, my skin
is... Skin's beautiful.
I mean, it's...
Look at that skin.
Gorgeous.
It's not...
But so this has been all remedied through a diet?
No. It's been remedied by patience and just stop taking the drug. Like
But what do you do when you're itchy? If you have a reaction to something?
You itch.
But I remember at the Vogue party, you were itching. You said...
Yes!
You said, my eczema's really playing up.
And do you know what's funny? Back at that point, I still didn't even know I had TSW. I didn't know about it. There's not a lot of light shone on it for many different reasons, but the other thing is it's nerve damage. Oh, so it's the steroid creams, they you know, your skin is your biggest organ. It's not just this, it's not a allergic reaction and it's not a histamine reaction. It's literally nerve damage.
Oh,
so the itch is bone deep, so you can't quench the itch. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit nasty, sorry.
And it's probably, by the way, we're about to itch.
I love it.
Well.
We're about to eat and I'm like, and I flake everywhere.
No, I'm joking. No.
But I think it's really important to talk about because a lot of people are going through it and they don't even realize that it's TSW. They think it's really severe adult eczema.
Yeah.
But actually it's like, no, it's from the steroid creams that you're using. So it just means that you see like my elasticity. So when I smile, I don't have the normal elasticity. It looks like I'm kind of
that's
wrinkly.
That's from steroids.
It's the healing process. So I'm 3 years in and I do non-moisture treatment, which means I don't put any moisture on my skin.
What? Why?
Because it's forcing my body to be able to create its own cortisol levels and its own
oils
and moisturize itself. So it's pretty crazy because when you're on camera, like my face is my work.
Yeah.
It does a lot. I mean, it's been a pretty interesting few years.
How does your face react to makeup then? Is it a nightmare?
Girl, it's...
Because you always look glowy to me.
Well, a lot of the... Again, another weird thing about this is 2019, which was when I was a bit out in the world, you know, in terms of promoting stuff and whatnot, it was almost a delayed reaction that I had because of Protopic, which is an immunosuppressant cream, blah, blah, blah. I won't get too much into it. Basically, I had a year where I kind of, my skin was pretty good and I was able to function. And, I, you know, as you said, on pictures, I looked fine. hit 2020, it all kind of went to pot. And
thank God for a pandemic.
By the way, so literally I went through my worst symptoms, because some of the symptoms are not just skin related, they're other stuff. But so did you think, I bet you thought it was all the kind of, you know, just actress, like, oh, I can't have this, I can't have that.
Oh, I've got loads of people like that.
The thing is, and here's the thing, dairy is the main thing that kind of is a trigger.
And that's associated with eczema a lot, isn't it?
Exactly.
Right,
yeah. Because dairy is just not good in general for me.
No.
But for this, for example, I find it really hard to keep to all of it. Like, I'm such a eater. Like, I just love food so much. Hence why I was like, email my team, like, has to be in person. actually, it only works. I don't know if you're aware of this product. I would just made it a real thing.
You and Elizabeth Olsen, and I love it.
But I would have done the full shebang with the chicken soup and matzo balls.
It's, you know what? It's a lunch.
You know what?
We're having a tuna niçoise. And it's fresh tuna.
Fresh
and then Mum's made an orange and almond cake that doesn't have butter in it, does it?
Yeah, no. And no butter.
No butter, no gluten.
No gluten.
Wow. Vegan ice cream if
eggs.
You want some.
Yes,
it has does have eggs.
Anything.
Yeah,
it does have eggs. Yeah, I love eggs.
Fine.
So we're fine. This is the thing. Give me a glass of wine as well. I'm like, yeah, give it. Yeah. Ice cream, yeah, sure. That's the thing. I'm like,
we've got been you. Next door for the vegan
Tiff,
ice
Tiff
cream.
Will turn up. My cousin Tiff will turn up and be like, get it out of her mouth. Like, she's the one. Like, it's funny.
Well, no, you're sorted here. It's just potentially not the most riveting meal. But actually,
no, it's made
up since 8 o'clock.
It's made from the heart. No, I'm just excited to be here to eat with you guys. It's
good. Very sweet. Yeah. So tell me, you know, background, your heritage.
Okay.
Because how does it work? You're kind of eating with your family.
Oh, my mum makes... Oh, do you know the thing that kills me, though?
What?
Is spice. So spice, the inflammation...
Because it must inflame.
Heat in the body.
Make you
itchy.
By the way,
I don't... Yeah. And it's so sad because my mum's dal and her, like, aubergine curry and her... Oh my gosh, I like love my mum's food.
I'd love a recipe for an aubergine curry. Do you think she'd give me one?
Yes, absolutely.
Give me the lowdown. Who was in your house when you were younger? What were you eating as a kind of typical family meal? And who was cooking?
My nan.
Did you live with your nan?
No, sorry, we didn't. Sorry, I meant we would go to my nan's all the time to eat.
Okay.
But in our household though, it was weird. It was kind of, because my dad's English, my mum's Indian. And
which part of India?
So, well, she's actually African. She's Ugandan.
Oh, Ugandan Asian. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Look at the, you know.
So Kenya. No, Uganda.
Yeah, no, but you're right. There's a lot of there were
yeah,
a lot
there
of
a lot of Kenyan yeah, Asians. Yeah. Yeah, so Uganda. Varieties.
Yeah. So she was Ugandan. She moved to England when she was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My nan with her 10 children.
Wow.
About 2 months before Idi Amin started going a bit mental. So they managed to get out, which was like... Wow.
Well, if they hadn't got out, he'd have bloody done something.
He would have done probably, I don't know, heat eight people, didn't
you wouldn't be here.
I would not be here. I would be, or I would just be in a different form.
So where did they end up in the UK?
So they ended up... I don't know where they first ended up, but it ended up being like Hounslow that they kind of grew up. And yeah, my dad's just from Wimbledon. He's just super British, super, you know. So I kind of grew up, in my
Where
house.
Where did they meet?
They met at church, actually, you know.
Oh, so you're Christian?
Yeah, I would say so. I feel like that word is loaded. So it's kind of interesting for me to, yes, I would
I think
say
the
yes.
clue was in the church bit.
Yeah, the
they
church.
Didn't, he they, hadn't yes. become Hindi or...
No. She, and this is another interesting thing, because she was, she, you know, her family, you know, they were Hindu. But I would say, to what extent practicing, not sure. Like my grandma, she said to all her daughters, because there were 9 daughters and 1 son, and she said, you know, you can marry whoever you want to marry. There wasn't kind of that pressure in terms of, so they all went off and they're all around the world, married to different, you know, different nationalities and whatnot. But I also think there was that whole thing of like assimilation, you know, like you come to the UK and you want to assimilate. And so I think there was a little bit of that. And she was only 11 years old. So my mum's kind of very English as well. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of an interesting mix. So yeah, growing up, I think I had pretty British meal. Like it was a very British household in that sense. It was only when I went to my nan's house that one of my earliest memories was making chapatis with my nan. Oh, I know. It was so, so like, oh, just so lovely. And my nan's curries were the best. Like, they were just so good.
Is she still around?
She's not. Oh. No, she died. Gosh, I want to say like 6 years ago. Mm. I mean, maybe that's not even.
Did she come over with your granddad?
I think they came first and my granddad came after, but I'm not 100% sure. But it was, you know, it was my nan really that put all the hard work in terms of getting passports for everyone. And, you know, in that culture, I think there was another family that helped them financially to get out as well. But yeah, my nan was like this tiny, tiny little Indian woman. And she had these, you know, she was like size 2 feet. But just like amazing what she was, you know, when you're
like,
wow.
Did she wear saris?
Do you know what? She did when I was younger, I remember her wearing saris. And then as she got older, not so much. But yeah, like my memories of her were, you know, and in her house and all the different like Hindu gods around. And like, you just have those like memories, you know, and just always smells. Isn't it always smells when it comes to like your childhood? So I might walk past. Yesterday we were riding, cycling around East London. And we went past somewhere and I went to Jordan. Oh my gosh, I smelled chapatis. I smell fresh chapati. Like, I could just remember that smell. But honestly, like, curry for me, like, just homemade curry is just, that is my, like...
You just mentioned Jordan.
Yeah.
Who is your really handsome husband. Oh my He's God, mum, you're sad. Handsome? You would have been really happy.
He should
have
come. I need to show you. Show me.
Don't say that. Should've he would have been, like...
Well, he's also your manager, isn't he?
Well, yeah, I guess technically,
You could have, like, brought him for work, you know?
I could have. Oh, should I show you a picture?
Yeah, so mum could have... Mum, honestly. And he was a semi-pro footballer.
Pro, yeah.
Pro.
Oh, Jesse.
I know, dream.
Perfect man.
But he's... Yes, this is hubby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
So
get him
handsome.
In a cab, quick. Get him over here.
Where did you meet?
Church.
Oh my God! That's so romantic.
Jesse, have you gone to synagogue? You
might have met.
Have you gone to synagogue? You might have met a nice Jewish boy.
I met my one at primary school.
Wait, primary?
Yeah,
I met Jordan when I was 16.
That's so sweet.
We started going out when I was 17.
And then you got married quite early, right?
Yeah. By the way, which now I'm like, oh my gosh, if a 21-year-old came up to me and was like, "Yeah, I'm going to think I'll get married," I'd be like, "Sorry, excuse me." But at the time, also, I think people that knew us, we, in terms of our work, we kind of had to grow up quite quickly. So I think we matured quite quickly. So people that knew us, I think it made sense, you know.
Well, he was a professional footballer.
Yeah,
who was he playing for?
Oh, gosh. At the time, West Ham. When we met,
I knew
he was at West Ham.
It was going to be West Ham.
Yeah, did you?
I just knew
you just
it.
Had a feeling.
Yeah,
I knew.
Feeling it was a West Ham player, yeah.
So you were going to church regularly?
I'm a pastor's kid. I'm a PK. I am a pastor's daughter.
Oh, wow. This is...
That's where she's got the singing from. It's like Whitney.
I grew up singing in church.
Like
yes.
Whitney Houston.
I grew up on gospel music.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Penny dropped.
I mean, no, but why would you... You know, so I grew up on like... Mary Mary, Kim Burrell, like pop, like
right.
Gospel, like Kirk Franklin, you know. So yeah, that was my bag.
And did they have an amazing band? Who was in the band at your church? Because there's always stars that have come out. Like Labyrinth was in the church band.
No stars.
Oh, no stars. Okay,
no, fine. this was more like, you know, Uncle Martin on the bass, just like 60-year-old, just doing, like going off on his, like this was not as slick as, you know, the American church in that sense. It was just like, we met in a school hall, the music that I grew up on definitely was more that kind of pop gospel thing.
So when did you get your first solo?
When did I get my first solo? Oh, I don't even remember.
Don't you remember what it was?
No, I don't, but I do, because I just remember singing in church, and then like, yeah, every now and then there'd be... I'd like start a song or something. But I do remember the first time I actually sung for real, like as a performance. We had this summer camp called Wanna Sing, Gonna Sing. And
sounds great.
I know, I loved it. And the girl who was running it, she gave me Say a Little Prayer, Aretha Franklin.
Right.
Oh, wow.
By the way, tough song.
Yeah.
Bloody tough song.
Was it
song.
Sabotaging or...?
No, she was like, I think
I
you
believe
can do
you.
It. Yeah, I think you
Why
can do
it. Why is it so tough?
It's quite a half...
Is it tough?
I mean, you know,
big range.
For like a 12-year-old...
Right. It's quite... Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's quite, you've got to go a lot.
And then
places.
It's like... How, yeah, because the chorus...
Forever and ever, this day in my heart.
It's very like, high, yeah.
Yeah, it gets, you know, it really goes there. So, and I remember... performing and my parents were like, oh, like she can, you know, we knew she could sing, but there's, you know, she can like sing.
Was Jordan
know?
In the audience?
No, this was, I think this was before we met. But he, when he, the first time he came to church, I was singing on stage. This is
great,
hilarious.
Great.
I even remember what I was wearing. Terrible, by the way. This, you know, on. When you remember, it was this. Do you know what? There was this shop.
Oh my gosh.
There was Where was this? In Hounslow?
No, this was in, this is when we moved to East. So we moved, I grew up in Hounslow and then we moved to Ilford. My mum was just finding the South Asians wherever she went.
Yeah.
She was like, go from Hounslow.
Good market.
So yeah, exactly. No, but literally this dress that I was wearing, right, was from Risky. It was like at the Ilford Exchange, cheap ass. I don't know where they got this stuff from. But anyway, I remember it
I think
was from
there's
there.
One in Stratford.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, there's one
They're
in the Stratford,
still going.
The
Gosh,
old market.
Risky.
So what was the dress?
Bigger. It was like this grey...
Was it Risky for church?
Do you know what? I think it actually was. Now I come to think of it. No, because you know why? They were like these studs. It was like grey, tight, and then long-sleeved, but like woolen, like not woolen, but like thick, you know, like cottony. Yeah. And then like it was pretty, you know, it was above the knee.
Okay.
So, and he walked in. I say he walked in. He was there and he's really tall. So
can't,
I noticed,
can't miss him.
So I noticed him.
Yeah.
You know, so there's me like, oh, I might add a riff or two in there. I was like, yeah, you know. And... But I thought he was way older.
Do you
older.
Want to sing it for us?
Oh, gosh, no. I can't even remember what I was singing, to be honest. And then they were like, my dad always does this thing where he's like, right, go and say hello to someone someone you haven't met.
Oh, no. So, reach out to so like 16, Diana Ross.
No,
concert.
No, but she's like, you go straight for Jordan.
Beeline, straight for Jordan. But he was saying this to his auntie, and I thought, who's now, you know, my auntie Paula, big up auntie Paula. And I thought they were brother and sister, and I was like, oh, is this your... I don't
well,
know.
Aunt
I know.
Paula loved that.
Yeah, by the way. Maybe I was trying to, you know, get in with the auntie, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, he was just very reserved and very quiet. And I was just intrigued by him. I was like, this guy is just weird. And then I found out he's a footballer and I was being like, oh, don't know about that.
Oh, it
that.
Put you off?
Oh, yes. Oh,
God, that would be a complete...
Really?
Christ, she's yeah, not from Manchester.
I was just not... I was a bit like, I think I had this idea in my head of what a footballer... And I was like, oh, no... And then, but I was like, no, he's actually kind of cool. And
he must have had a nice physique.
Oh, lovely
Jesus
physique.
Mum, asking no, those questions. We all want to know.
It's important, the physique.
Because the physique, he's
yeah,
a footballer.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There is something about a build of a yeah. man.
I mean, how tall is he?
6'3".
And you're pretty petite.
I'm very small.
Do you have to get on a step to kiss him? Ooh. Do you remember the Yellow yes. Pages ad? He That's must... like you. You yeah, get the Yellow Pages ad.
No, 100%. No, he just bends
he's
down.
He's got a bad back, hasn't he?
He's got a bad back. That's why he's like this.
He's got no footballing career now because he's got a bad back from kissing you from 16.
Oh, gosh. It's good old George.
So you made a beeline for him.
So
and you didn't really speak.
And
so what
really
happened
speak?
For the
and
first day?
And then he... I remember the first day. We went to his local Italian. And
Italian?
Romantic.
Not even Very pizza nice. No.
Not even more.
Pizza Express.
I love Pizza Express, though, by the way. And I was so nervous. I didn't... Because so he'd seen me in so many different settings. Everyone knows me for, like, how much I eat. I eat a lot. And I have... I can out-eat, like, my husband. I can out-eat anyone, especially when I'm hungry. So I can eat a lot of food. And he'd seen me in action, you know, and I'm like a baby dinosaur when I eat. So... But I was really nervous. So I remember I had like one slice of pizza. And I think he was like, what is wrong with her? Like, you know, why is she not eating? And that was our first date. And I just remember, all I remember is being so nervous, him driving me home. And like, I was just nervous. And then like I ran in. Yeah, it was just.
I had pizza on my first. Well, not my first date. It was on the, we'd gone on like two dates, but then it was the first time we had to eat in front of each other. And it wasn't really a date. It was Valentine's night. And
he bought you that Thornton's heart.
It was so sweet. So I'd already made a deal with my best mate because I was single when I made the fucking deal to do like a Galentine's, right? So we were going to go Plan B, Brixton, go and like have a dance and be single together. And then I met this boy. And then he asked me to come... to his house for Valentine's. Firstly, I thought I was going to have some sex
that's
with him.
That's a lot.
So I drank my amaretto that Felix White you had never bought me for my 18th birthday.
I love it. First of all, I thought I had to have sex with
him. Darling, what do you mean it's in the cookbook? I was living
I'm glad
with you.
The conversations anyway. Have evolved since then. First of all, I thought I was going to have to.
No, but it was really... I downed a bit of amaretto. He'd ordered Domino's and he said, do you want some? It was my favourite, barbecue chicken. With the garlic dip, right?
Oh, gosh.
I didn't touch it because I was so worried I'd get something in my teeth.
Yeah. I
was so hungry because I'd drunk all that amaretto. And I was like, fuck.
Were you drunk? Or were you just like
I was a bit
tipsy.
Woozy, like just Dutch curry.
Oh, right.
You don't drink.
I don't really drink, so... well, I do...
And you're 17?
18.
18, okay.
And I have to, like, watch him eat the pizza that I was really sad about missing out on because I like my food too. And then he drove me down in his mum's estate car to Brixton so I could go and, like, all I wanted to do was be with him and, like, have a Valentine's kiss because, like, that had never happened to me. And at an 18-year-old, that feels quite important. Yeah. But so, okay, so back to your childhood.
Mm.
Your mum cooking quite British dishes. What was, like, your favourite growing up?
Do you know what my favourite was? Just... It, and I think it's always attached to memories. It was always just a Sunday roast after church. Always. Church just comes into this.
So how did she do that with the church thing? Because I would...
Did she prep?
When did she
cook? It wasn't that sophisticated. Yeah, it wasn't
but
like,
you went to church. What time did church finish?
Because if you're the pastor's daughter...
12:30,
I'd
say.
And then she had to get the roast on.
Yeah, so she'd go straight home, put the chicken in. Yeah, she'd just get on it. So she'd leave church a little bit earlier, put it in.
See?
And then we'd have
this
Maureen.
This is what women have to do. They have to sacrifice their
social time after church with
their
custard creams and shit.
Yeah.
So she would go home, put the chicken in, and then Maureen would always come around
Who's
for
Maureen?
Dinner. She was just this lady at church, and she was just this
on her own.
You know when you just remember those characters? Yeah, she lived alone.
So
cat
lady,
very much a cat lady. Yeah,
and your
but like amazing. She was this just really robust. Yeah. Like yeah, that's how I think of her. And I just remember us always doing the chicken together. We'd always cut the chicken together, and I just eat so much of it already. And like the skin's my favorite. Oh. So I think it's just memories of sitting around Sunday roast. That's why, like, literally, it's kind of funny. My favorite meals are either like Indian curries or like a proper English roast. I love an English
dinner.
Roast.
Do you make either of those very well? Are you a good cook?
I'm okay. I'm a good cook. I feel like naturally I am a good cook, but I have not invested any time so I need to.
But I don't know. I feel like you've got such enthusiasm. You've probably got your favourite spot to go and have the roast now.
No, I make a good roast.
Oh, you make a good roast.
I do make a
good...
Curry.
How are your potatoes?
Curry, that's the thing I'm yet to...
Yeah, that's
I know how to... A basic, you know,
it's something
curry.
About an elder that does it. Something like the seasoning, the spice,
I'm not sure I'm a great
currier. You're not the best curry.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, doing roasts are just the best, most delicious.
The best.
It's my favourite. Oh, except we've been doing
How do you do your roast potatoes?
She's got really good this
okay,
year.
I need to know.
I've only got good because of Alex, really. So I think, for me, the key has been using rapeseed oil. Rapeseed oil can heat to a higher temperature, so
and
it makes it
really
crisp.
It's slightly more buttery rapeseed oil than sunflower.
What potatoes do you use?
Maris Piper, always.
It is Maris Piper,
always,
isn't it?
Always.
Because I've tried a few different
and
ones.
And then
boil
them and just cook them for about 3 or 4 minutes after they start to boil. And then really waggle them around.
So you get them a bit fluffy
around the
edge. So you
get fluffy on the outside and then put them in hot oil.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Whilst mum cooks the tuna for our tuna niçoise, I want to know.
Yeah, go on.
Where have you been eating during kind of lockdown, or which is the restaurant that you're going to go to as soon as those restaurants are open?
Okay, I love Japanese food. Rocker.
I've never been to Rocco.
So does that mean you want your tuna seared rather than well done? Because it probably is sashimi grade.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody well, in that case, yeah.
Yeah, seared? Should we do seared?
Yeah. Okay, I'll take whatever. Honestly, I'll eat whatever.
So Rocco, I've heard great things.
Yeah, love Japanese food. Oh, gosh. Where do I want to go? There's so many places.
Are there good places where you live?
Do you know what? There's not actually loads of great restaurants around where I live. There is like... No, we're more of like a Toby Carvery type situation. It's not like as like fancy. There's a good... there is Sheesh in Chigwell.
Oh my God, I've seen it on Towie. Is it good?
Yeah, it's great.
Is it?
I mean, the decor is questionable, but let me tell you.
No, but the Sheesh is good.
The Sheesh is good. Oh, I love Sheesh.
Delivery now, right?
Yes. I do love a Sheesh because I love how they do their salad. I love, it's great. And they, do you know what? They used to do this bread and mark. I'm already tipsy.
Blah, and blah,
oh, Jesse, what are you doing to me? It's like, what's the time? Okay, at least it's afternoon. I can say it's afternoon technically. They used to do this bread and mark pudding and they don't do it anymore. And it's so sad. It was my favourite thing.
Get them to bring it back.
I don't know why, because it was so popular.
It could be like the Naomi Scott bread and butter pudding, like the Larry David sandwich.
Should I try and... Yeah. I should try and figure something out. Other than that, there's not loads of places near where we live.
So do you cook a lot then?
Yeah, we do. We do cook a lot.
Is Jordan a good cook?
He is a good cook, yeah. So, you know, during the weeks, it's more kind of, you know, my staple, I'd say, is just like baked salmon, sweet potato... You know, some veg. Quite simple.
Just help yourself.
Thank
you. I haven't done enough salad for 400 people, but never mind.
Oh, no, I eat a lot.
Well, Naomi said that she eats a lot.
Oh, my gosh, guys, this is so, like, healthy as well.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, of course.
Okay, great.
And then, guys, any offering is welcome.
Do you want maximum or not? Yeah.
Mum, it looks very lovely.
Mmm.
The sashimi grade.
This is great.
To perfection, mother.
Mmm. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
And this kind of suits your weekly meal of your baked salmon. This is just a bit of a version.
Do you know why else this is great? It's been hot the last couple of days, isn't it?
Mm.
So you kind of need something lovely and light and fresh.
It's going to be so hot today.
I'm having the barbecue
later.
Perfect. Bit optimistic.
Oh, do you want some tomato? Is it nice?
Oh yeah, this is great.
I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Podcasting is quite a new venture for you. Like with three episodes in, it's really good.
Thank you.
It's really good because I don't really listen to like fictional things.
Neither do I.
So okay, you're starring in it, but you're also a producer on it. Mm-hmm. Like, did you write it? Who wrote it? Like, how did this all come about?
Okay, so. Like you, like we were just saying, I've never really listened to narrative podcasts. Yeah. It's not really been a thing for me. But I was filming a movie end of last year. And
can you say what it is?
Yes, it's called Distant with Anthony Ramos. I don't know if you've seen
what was he
Hamilton.
In?
Yeah.
Yes! He's...
Hold on, is he...
He is also in The Heights coming out. He's very, very talented, like ridiculous, like annoyingly talented.
Does he dance or sing?
If you're in Hamilton, yeah, of
course. Does he sing, like, but he does a bit of hip-hop dancing and everything?
I mean, yes, I'd say he does a bit of hip-hop dancing. Yeah, he's a good dancer. He's a great singer, amazing singer. Anyway, but he's also a very talented actor. So
in this
movie with him, two people in space, very COVID-friendly.
Yeah, cool.
We shot it in Budapest, and the producer that we were working with, he has a podcast company called Q Code, and I was basically talking about how I love Olivia Cooke, but we're always up for the same roles, so we never so we never, you know, cross paths in that way. And he was like, I might just have the thing that you could work together on. So he sent us this short story, and we were just like, this is really cool. And we had a Zoom meeting with the writer James Blore, so he's the creator, James Blore, and this actor from Brighton, he was in Brighton at the time, he's like my age, you know, wrote this script for his boyfriend who he ended up breaking up with, and had this, you know, script milling about, and it was about kind of his own personal journey. It's a lot to do with his kind of mental health, and I'm gonna kind of, he would be able to speak way more into that whole thing. But what we loved about it was
it was such a specific tone. Mm. So he had, his writing style was such dark comedy, so British, so funny, so having all these different conversations. And it just felt so unique. And we were like, oh my gosh, we love this. So we were like, I'm so down. So Olivia was engaged in it, and we met and over Zoom, and we chatted, and we were all just really enthusiastic about this project. And there's a third role in it that we were kind of, you know, talking about who we'd, and the top of our list was Belle Powley. I've loved her since Diary of a Teenage Girl.
Oh, she's so good. How good was she in King of Staten Island? Did you see her in that?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh,
but I do
my
need to
god
see that.
She's
her
amazing
accent, I know
it.
I've seen
her,
like,
accent
clips.
Is phenomenal.
She's yeah, by the way, wicked. She has my heart. Both these girls I love and respect so much. And it was so cool because we all kind of, we do probably go up for the same roles, and it's really nice coming together and being like, we can work together. We can, we're all producers, you know, we're all producers. And yeah, we just believed, it was one of those things, we didn't know much about narrative podcasts. We didn't believe much, but we knew that this
was
really
was great.
Yeah. And it was definitely something we wanted to be a part of. And what Q-Code kind of do is they have these narrative podcasts that they connect with these actors, and then they, that's kind of like your own IP, right? So you can then sell it as a TV show, or it's a bit of a proof of concept.
I can imagine it being a TV show after this.
Wink, wink,
starring,
wink.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
right.
So it's kind of, that's the idea, and we just loved this. And I think ultimately you have to, especially when you're producing something, you have to believe in it so much. And we really did, we all love it so much.
So before you came, I tried to explain it in the intro, but
it's hard to explain.
I mean, when I explained it and Mum hasn't listened to it, she was like, well, that's about schizophrenia, isn't
it's
it
about,
but I don't know if
about.
It is
voices in your head is about is it's, schizoeffective really
you, or you is could, it? One,
or
yeah. one
your
could
id
listen.
And your ego, you know, because we all live.
Yeah.
I mean, I always used to say that the way parents are with children is you don't have your parent out with you when you're a teenager. You have to make decisions, but your parent is really sitting on your shoulder telling you what to do and what not to do, the good things or the bad things. And the bad things are people pulling you and say, oh, go on, try that. And the good thing is the one sitting on Jesse's shoulder saying, don't do that,
it's
it might
really,
not end well.
But it's a really clever way of portraying kind of inner dialogue and conflict and morals and anxiety. I mean, it's really meaty. They're like short episodes, but like you're fully engaged with these characters straight away. Olivia Cook's character, dark voice, Lydia, and then soft voice, who comes in a bit later. It's so dynamic. So it's like, I mean, I imagine it's doing really well, right?
Do you know what? We've had, and you know, our aim was never to be like, we want to make a podcast that's going to, you know, millions of people. What we wanted was the people that engage with our podcast to connect with it in the way that we connected with it. And that's what we're finding. We're finding that people that are connecting with it are really loving it. So everyone from my mother-in-law to like my friends that are, you know, really into things, you know, or into podcasts or into whatever. And as you said, that there's a lot of themes going on. And actually you hit on something about this idea of voices that are also past voices. So basically it's about this estate agent, 25-year-old estate agent called Lydia, who has a voice in her head called Soft Voice, who tells her what to do, this kind of perfectionism. One day, Soft Voice leaves and is replaced with another voice.
How many episodes are there?
There's 10 episodes, and each Wednesday we release an episode. And it's interesting you say about a lot of people feel like they can relate in some way, or the conversations around mental health, which again, I feel like James, this has come from his mind. So sometimes, you know, when you're like, I don't want to butcher it and kind of talk, but there are a lot of different themes. And I think there's a lot of things, conversations to come out of it. Yeah, and it's, as I said, it's a very personal journey for him.
Oh, are you going to have some?
Yes, I mean, of course I'm going to have some.
Mum is cutting the orange and almond cake. I mean,
oh,
hear that squelch.
Yeah.
Do you want ice cream, darling? There.
Yes.
It's there.
It's not. I mean, it's not the greatest combination flavoring.
You're going to say not the greatest cake.
Guys,
you know it's great cake, man. No, I like soft.
I do not care. I'm so down.
So, onto your Last Supper. You know the drill. Come on, what's going to be on it? Oh my gosh.
Last Supper, you guys. Can I have anything I want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can I also say that, like, I don't get full.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Because I would have, I need like a roast dinner somewhere in the day, because it's a day. I need like a full roast dinner with my mother-in-law's mac and cheese, because she does the most amazing macaroni
cheese.
What
does she do to make it so great?
I think it's something to do with mustard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Mustard. Powdered mustard.
That's like Welsh rabbit, you
I don't,
see.
No. I also don't want to, like, I'm scared to give away. Not that I think is mustard is like a known thing. But it's so good. And, like, by the way, she doesn't really cook. She doesn't cook.
But this is just her
this
thing.
This is her thing. And it's amazing. So it'd be like the Caribbean version of, like, a Christmas dinner. Lovely. Which is like the mac and cheese, the coleslaw, the lamb, that, like, so it'd be the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. I would definitely have curry. Has to be curry in there somewhere.
So would it be your grandma's?
It would be like probably my mum's dal.
If you could have spice for the day, would you have it?
Yeah, yeah, of course, I'd have everything.
Yeah,
any and everything. Yeah, dal and oh gosh, what else would I have? Obviously chapatis and kind of maybe. By the way, I can have curry for breakfast. So maybe that would be breakfast.
I love curry it's for weird. Breakfast.
It's
for
weird
as well.
In India, you do have a bit of curry.
You do.
For breakfast.
That's not weird, is it?
But no, I think it's weird because it's kind of a very substantial meal.
No, but
you have little. So for example, sambal, we might have like a lot of be like vegetarians. For example, you'd have like a thali, which would be like a little, you know, little pots of dal and different like curries, like vegetarian curries with
I love the sambal, the coconut sambal. Okay, so we've got curry for breakfast, we've got roast for lunch, Caribbean roast for lunch, pudding.
Oh gosh, okay. I love my cousin Hannah's banoffee pie.
Ooh.
I love banoffee pie.
And then what are you drinking?
Oh, I don't know. Wine?
Do you like champagne?
Cookie teas? Do you like cookie teas? Not cocktails? Really.
Yeah, I do like cocktail. Maybe like, I do like a gin and tonic.
Mm.
Have you got good table manners?
I don't think I do.
I think you do.
You're all right, darling.
I mean, I think I maybe do babe. A bit of like, no, I don't know. Do you table manners as in like the proper thing?
We're not like silver spoon here, are we, Mum?
I'd like to think I was.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, let me tell you, this cake was top notch.
It was really nice.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Bit wet.
I like it. Better than dry.
Yeah, but I mean, they said to only bake it for 35 to 40 minutes, and I baked it for nearly an hour.
Wow.
So, but it came out clean, so it's not like raw dough. It's just very wet.
You're really not painting a picture of this. Is this great?
I think it is nice. You're taking that whole thing.
Would Jordan like a little slice?
I mean, yes, I'd love to take some home. That's all
right with you. Naomi Scott, you could be here forever.
Ask her karaoke, don't
you? Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, I know my karaoke.
Okay, yeah, go on.
Best I ever had, Drake.
Oh, I can imagine you doing a
good
one.
How'd you do that one? No, well, Drake raps a lot, though.
No, he sings.
Does he sing
What
well?
Does he do, grab?
I thought he raps.
I thought he said grabs a lot.
No,
I was like,
raps.
Oh,
yeah. I love that. Do you do karaoke a lot, then?
No, never really. But
you knew that.
You asked the question, and I
was decisive.
Yeah, it was. Do you know why it was decisive? Why? That was back in the day when I was like 18, going out with Jord. I was filming this show in Australia. Good old Jord. And I learned the rap. He introduced me to Drake back in the day of like Comeback Season. So like that's like one of his like old school mixtapes. And so I was like, you know, trying to impress him, being like, I'm going to learn the lyrics the best I ever had. And then when he, I don't know if I made a video or if I performed it to him over like Skype, and I wore all this stupid stuff and I learned all the words to it, and that's how it's probably, I know.
Performed it over Skype, but you're like, too cute.
That's, she's been, she was,
you
she was
are
ahead
a goofball,
of a game.
I love you for it.
She was ahead of a game with Skype and Zoom.
Yeah, Skype.
Naomi Scott, you've come over, you've got a little drunk, I love you very, very much. You are an amazing singer that hopefully people will be able to hear you singing beyond a whole new world. I just think everyone needs to hear your voice now, or the Drake karaoke.
Oh my gosh. I know, I was like this close to doing it, and then I was like, you will regret it, Nae. You nearly tipped me over the edge.
Thank you so much for doing table manners.
Thank you for having me.
Didn't I tell you, you love her.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny when she kept on talking about her husband because she looks about 11.
I know. She is such a star and she's so lovely. She's just can imagine warm, everyone loves working
lovely
with her.
Lovely and enthusiastic and just a joy to be with.
Thank you, Naomi Scott. And honestly, go and listen to Soft Voice. I hadn't really listened to narrative ones before and it's really, really compelling. Hope you're all well and we'll see you next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.